What governments can do. Governments provide public services like healthcare and education. They support people who are living in poverty or unable to work. Governments raise money by taxing working people. They can spend money on resources and campaigns. They can introduce new laws. They can impose taxes. They can raise people's awareness of issues, for example, climate change, healthy eating. They can influence people's habits and opinions. They can create jobs. They can regulate the activities of companies such as banks. They can provide resources for schools. They are also responsible for the security and well-being of their citizens. They control armed forces and police forces. Public services. Governments pay the salaries of public sector workers like police officers and teachers. The necessary money is raised by taxing people's income. Free education and healthcare may be provided by the state. Some governments control public transport systems and even TV channels. In other countries, these services are provided by private companies. Some people believe that competition between private companies is good. It helps to improve quality while bringing prices down. Other people think that essential services should be free. Governments should pay for them. Censorship, opinion. Governments can censor what the public sees or reads in the media. To a certain extent, censorship is necessary. We should use censorship to protect children from violent images. Some computer games involve killing people or committing crimes. The internet also needs to be controlled. Many websites show pornography and violence. There should be age limits for websites and computer games. Parents need to take responsibility for checking what their children watch. It is impossible for governments to control everything we see. Video cameras in public places. The use of CCTV is becoming widespread. Video cameras have been installed in many public places. They are supposed to protect us and deter criminals. Many people think that this surveillance violates our privacy. The authorities could build databases with our pictures and identities. We should not be treated like criminals. Smart cards, positives. Governments will probably introduce a digital identification card system. Smart cards will have benefits and drawbacks. They could help to reduce crime. They could hold personal information, such as DNA. Digital bank cards could contain fingerprint information. It would be very difficult for criminals to use a stolen card. It would be easier for police to identify people and catch criminals. Smart cards, negatives. Many people are worried about losing their privacy. Governments could store all our personal and medical information. This information could be used by insurance companies. Employers could check our health records. People with disabilities. People with disabilities should be treated the same as everybody else. They should have the same rights as other people. They should have access to the same jobs as other citizens. Discrimination against disabled people is illegal in many countries. Ramps and lifts for wheelchairs should be installed in public buildings. Support teachers can be employed to help children with learning difficulties.